Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Dr. Jennifer B. Conweiler is a workplace and careers expert with a PhD in counseling and organizational development, specializing in developing and coaching introverted leaders, and author of The Introverted Leader, Building on Your Quiet Strength. She's a frequent source for national media and a former workplace advice columnist for the AARP, SHRM, and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. She was selected as a featured work-life expert for the TBS television show Movie and a Makeover, and also received the highest honor from the National Career Development Association. She's also an AMA faculty member. Jennifer, welcome to AMA Edgewise.
Thank you, Dave. I'm thrilled to be here.
Okay, in your book, you point out that you're an extrovert. What is an extrovert doing writing a book on leadership for introverts?
Those of us who are married could probably relate to the fact that we're trying to figure out our spouses, and my spouse is a real introvert. So I've been doing that, Dave, for over 30 years. I figured I would do some research, and I ended up writing a book that wasn't about marriage and relationships. It was about leadership, but that was my true inspiration. On top of that, working in the fields of leadership development for over 25 years, I found that the people who were the quieter types, who had that power that came across in not your typical type A way, were the ones that I was interested in, the people that seemed to respond well to the leadership tools that we were teaching in AMA classes and that I was sharing with them in coaching sessions.
Right.
When I was doing research on the book, I would bring up the topic of introversion, and individuals who were introverted would talk about it at length. So I knew I was onto something, and it just became more and more intriguing to me.
But how can a person tell if they're an introvert?
A lot of people have taken the Myers-Briggs. That's one way.
Uh-huh.
There are other signs, and let me just share five of them with you.
Okay.
One is, if you're an introvert, you tend to think first and talk later. Introverted leaders tend to think before they speak. Even in casual conversation, they consider other people's comments carefully. So you may be mulling things over in your head and then come out with an actual verbal statement. The second thing is, introverts tend to focus on depth. They dig into projects, they'll be in relationships, and you'll find that they go at a level that their more extroverted colleagues don't. Number three, they exude calm. I point to our own President Barack Obama, who I really believe is an introvert.
Yeah, I'd like to see his MBTI.
Most of us would probably say that he projects a reassuring, calm confidence, unlike some of our former presidents who seem to react rather than respond. A fourth characteristic is, you write your thoughts rather than speak them.
Mm-hmm.
Written communication seems to be the sweet spot. Oftentimes, if I'm not sure if somebody's an introvert, if I just observe them, one of the things that I'll notice is that they express themselves beautifully through emails, whereas in casual conversation, they may not share their opinions and thoughts about a project or an issue.
Right.
The fifth thing is, introverted leaders embrace solitude. And I heard a joke recently about an introvert who was shipwrecked on a desert island. And the first thing he did was write a note to the shipping company, thanking them for their
opportunity.
Act. And the opportunity,
right.
Exactly. Introverts get their energy from within. They embrace solitude because mm-hmm. those are those times, even if they're short within the day, for them to get recharged. And that's oftentimes the real differentiator when you're trying to figure out if you're an introvert or not. If you absolutely need that time, that's usually a pretty good indicator.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now the MBTI, the Myers-Briggs type indicator, is an assessment that helps determine type. Do you put much credence in that type
yes.
of tool?
The Myers-Briggs is definitely a great instrument.
Yeah.
I've been using it for over 25 years. And in fact, that's how I first got into this whole business about type. And I think it's a good way to determine type.
Sure.
And it's not the be-all and end-all. And certainly it shouldn't be used for things like selection and sometimes isn't used appropriately. That's why we have credentialing in that area. But people can find out by also looking at checklists and going on the web.
Jennifer, we live in an era that is the out there era. Everything's being posted out there, like Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, and the social media. How can introverts work with those types of tools? Can you talk about that?
Social networking has a number of ramifications for the introvert. Many of them have told me in recent years that it's overwhelming. They've gotten off Facebook or they've cut back on the number of friends. And I think a lot of the extroverts would agree, too, that it's a major challenge now to handle all the oncoming data mm-hmm. on social networks and how do you make sense of it?
That's a tough one.
But the good news for introverts is they can use that as a way to build relationships. And it's another way for them to get their, if you want to call it brand, their unique qualities, their credibility out there as they blog about issues, as they sound intelligent.
Sure.
You and I reconnected recently on social networking, and it's been interesting to me to see what you're involved in terms of your work and your life. So it's a great way to build rapport and relationships before the actual face-to-face, or the face-to-face may never happen. So you can create a community, networking, and getting more visibility if you're able to leverage those tools. One thing I have noticed with introverts is they seem to be able to manage the plethora of social networking data that's coming in better than the extroverts.
I think there are certain tools that are almost built for extroverts, things like Twitter. It's sort of a shotgun approach.
Yes.
There's 140 characters, bam, out the door. The ones that I put more stock in are the tweets that link to something else, a video, a posting, a blog, something like that. There's a layer beneath it.
Exactly. I was on LinkedIn yesterday with several introverts.
Right.
I had thrown a question out there and was trying to gather some more research. It was so interesting to me because several of them wrote back and forth. We had a very robust dialogue.
And very public, too.
Yes, it was public. However, there was depth, not breadth, like you're talking about Twitter, but all these being breadth. It gave me more substance, and I think they benefited from the dialogue. So yes, social networking is definitely a tremendous tool that introverts can use, both for their careers and for their leadership impact.
Right, right. A lot of the thinking about introverted leaders isn't just anecdotal. There's actual research that's done on this topic. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes, I did over 100 interviews with successful introverted leaders. I read everything I could get my hands on. There wasn't much at the time. Thankfully, there's more serious research being done about this now.
Could you share some of the findings?
I found a lot of interesting points. And one of them was that 4 out of 5 introverts say extroverts are more likely to get ahead at work. 80% of the introverts I surveyed, I also did surveys, said that they suffer from people exhaustion. So I took that information, I was able to then craft a process to help introverted leaders move their careers forward. And it's also applicable to extroverts. It really does help people recalibrate, not change who they are, but build on what they're doing so well already in the workplace.
That's interesting.
What I will share with you in terms of research is a study that was published in the Academy of Management Journal, a collaborative study by Harvard and Wharton professors.
No kidding.
I've had several conversations with this very engaging team. And what they found was that introverted leaders were more effective in managing and were perceived more positively by their direct reports, particularly extroverted, proactive type employees.
Right.
They were able to listen to mull over what those ideas were that were coming out so fast and furiously from the extroverts. And they were able to act on those more effectively and get the most out of their teams.
Right. And what are your thoughts on that?
I think this whole topic of introverts has become very much more recognized. A reporter from the Wall Street Journal called me just the other day and we were chatting. She said, there's so many blogs out now and there's books coming out. And I said, yes, it's very refreshing in the last 2 years to see the explosion in this topic because almost half the population is introverted. And now they're finally getting their due. The strengths they bring to organizations, the strengths the extroverts bring are all important.
Absolutely.
To me, it's extremely encouraging.
There's some unique challenges that women introverts face in the workplace. What are your observations?
One of the things that introverts face in general is misperception by others. What women tell me, particularly those in more male-dominated industries like engineering or technology or finance, is that not only do they have to get their word in as women because they're trying to stake a claim there, but they also feel that the impressions are negative in that they're seen as stuck up, as not a team player.
Right.
Women face a couple of challenges, having to prove that their gender should not be a barrier. But on top of that, they have to speak up. I had a woman tell me she was in a meeting and she could not get a word in edgewise. It was a very aggressive finance organization, and that's the culture. You have to interrupt. Well, she was not raised that way. She feels it's not polite. We're doing some work on how she can interrupt in a way that feels comfortable for her. So women do have some barriers to overcome because of their gender, and particularly when they're quieter.
What role does practice or preparation play?
I mentioned before that introverts need to build on what they do so well already.
But how can they do that?
Everybody from Warren Buffett and Bill Gates to people like Andrea Young and other senior leaders have said that if they're prepared, they're golden. So preparation, not just on the technical side of things, not just on the task and in your functional area, because that's gotten you as a leader to where you are, but on those interpersonal types of challenges, networking, public speaking, having coaching sessions, all of those things introverts do beautifully, but only if they're prepared do they really shine. So preparation, just shifting their skill to another domain, taking it from the task to the people and the interpersonal, makes a huge difference in their impact.
Right.
Oftentimes, if they do this well, people say, you're not an introvert. You're so comfortable. And they say, no, I'm a true introvert in every sense of the word. But not only have I prepared, I've practiced.
Okay, I'm just curious, what else can they do?
I had one introverted client say to me, I can do anything for 30 minutes. You can relate.
Exactly.
He was getting ready to go to a networking schmoozing.
Exactly.
His boss said, you got to go schmooze, talk to the customer. And he said, I don't know if I can do this. And then he's got this mantra in his head, I can do anything for 30 minutes. And he did
right.
that. Another tip is about meetings. A lot of introverts tell me that they get feedback from their bosses. You don't participate in meetings. You need to be more engaged.
And what advice can you offer them?
Speak in the first 5 minutes. Make a comment on the agenda. Ask a question. Let your voice land in the room. And if you can practice doing this, whether it be in a live meeting, in a conference call, or a virtual setting, you'll find with that practice, like anything else, it gets easier over time.
Sure. Now, it's just an observation. Mm-hmm. There have been times in my professional life, and one time in particular, where we were on a road trip to do some type of presentation. We had this incredible technical guy with us, and we did the presentation. And on the way back, I almost forgot he was in the car because he didn't say anything. You almost had to remind yourself that he was in the car with you.
That he would have some presence there. One of the challenges that introverts have is we undersell, out of sight, out of mind. So when opportunities come up for promotions, for cool assignments, their name doesn't just bubble up naturally.
Right.
That's something introverts need to be aware of. But in your case, that's something you were conscious of.
Right. Now, we live in an era of global business and multinational teams. There are certain cultures that are perceived as being introverted cultures. Mm-hmm. What role does culture play in this whole issue of being an introverted leader?
My book has been translated into a number of languages, and most of the interest has come actually at this point from the East, Vietnam and China, although Western Europe as well.
Mm.
What I'm finding in talking with people in different countries is that having the introvert lens as one to look through is good. I look at it as kind of a pair of glasses. You look at personality style, you look at culture. When you're trying to connect with people to better understand, number one, them, but understand too what your strategy is in working with them.
Yeah.
We each bring strengths and we each bring areas that we can leverage in the workplace.
Right.
So consider the introversion piece of it. But I find that a lot of companies also have cultures. That's another thing that people consider. I was working with one Asian organization trying to figure out how to influence Western companies.
Mm-hmm.
In their company, it was fine. They were just humming along, being more introverted, doing some of the more introverted temperament type behaviors. But when it came time to work with and influence their customers and their vendors who were Western, they needed to learn to flex. And isn't that what it's all about? It's just flexing our style. Culture is definitely something to look at in addition to these other variables.
We've been speaking to Jennifer Konweiler. She's author of The Introverted Leader, Building on Your Quiet Strength. It's published by Barrett Kohler. You can contact her on the web at aboutyouinc.com and theintrovertedleaderblog.com. Jennifer, thanks for being with us on Edgewise today.
Dave, it's just been my pleasure. Thank you.
AMA webinars provide 90 minutes of focused how-to instruction and specific solutions for solving your most pressing work issues. For $149, you'll participate in an in-depth course taught by an expert who will answer your questions and guide you through the process a step at a time. For a complete schedule of upcoming AMA webinars, visit our events calendar at amanet.org/events. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.
Mm-hmm.